So it's that time again for our musical roundtable, where we all go around the table and pick a song that we can't get out of our heads this month. And let's start things off with you, Vicky.
All right. Well, you guys, I'm picking somebody who is really almost like a friend of the station. He did a record a couple years ago, and I was so taken with it that I got him to come play a couple of venues here in the state. He's a wonderful man, and his music shows that positive vibe. His name is Tomas Pagan Mata, and the name of the song is Given the Way.
Given the way you're living, pardoned by truth. Even the sense of beginning vanishes too. Given the way you do. Given the light in this darkness, blinding is you. Even my senses have left me, it's a hard thing to lose.
Tomas Pagan Mata, you know, one of the things I love about him is that soaring voice. And he reminds me of days of yore. There's something very lyrical and pastoral about his music that puts me in mind of the 60s. It also puts me in mind at times of things that Led Zeppelin would explore when they were, you know, on their softer side of things.
He was really a nice guy, too. Really a sweet person to have visit us here at the station.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you when he was here last, the band that opened for him at the venue he played, he sat and watched every second of his opening band. So you can tell he's really an involved musician.
Yeah.
He's got higher hopes, I think. He's got kind of a big dream of what we could all be.
Right.
And so this is a forthcoming record?
Right. This is a EP I think he made for us, possibly, but just putting out there ahead, called Living a Lie. And I think he's going to go with that title. So look for that to be released, probably even 2017 in the early part of that. But he wanted us to have a few songs for
ourselves.
It'd
be great to get him to come back through and visit us here.
Tomas Pagan Mata. Keep your eyes open.
Good
and
choice.
Ears.
Nice pick. So, Jeff, you're up next.
Well, I thought I'd play some blues music for you. I get to host the Blue Plate Special every weekday at noon on KRCC. And the pickings have been kind of sparse lately, but this album came through. They're a band that's actually has Colorado roots, and the last couple of CDs that they put out have been blues albums. This is Big Head Todd and the Monsters. They were a big band back in the late 80s, early 90s. They've taken a new direction. They're calling themselves the Big Head Blues Club now. And this new album, beautifully packaged, it's called Way Down Inside, The Songs of Willie Dixon. They're covering Willie Dixon tunes. And this is My Love Will Never Die. Smooth, nice blues tune. The CD was recorded at the studios at E-Town Hall up in Boulder. And that was last summer. Got some great artists on here, including Mud Morganfield. That would be McKinley Morganfield's son, a.k.a.
Muddy Waters.
I think it's a good blues album. One of the better ones that we've had pass through the station here this last year.
These vocals are really stunning. Is that Todd?
I believe it is. And
I mean, that's an amazing trajectory of what his voice has done. It was always very striking in the 90s, you know, when you heard some of their stuff come on, you'd be like, wow, that guy's voice.
Yeah.
But it really applies well to the blues, and it's got that Santana kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
Let's get
smooth,
our congas
nice.
Out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, you know, you've been hosting the Blue Plate Special for how long now?
Long time. I think close to a quarter century.
Wow.
Ouch.
And in a sentence, just briefly, you know, what keeps you coming back to the blues?
I think it's bands that who push the envelope just a little bit. You know, there are these standards. There are these standard tunes like this. This is a CD of Willie Dixon tunes. Willie Dixon wrote a lot of the blues standards that we know and love, covered by so many different blues musicians. But a good blues album will twist it, move it just a little bit, and add a little something to these old standards that I think hooks me, you know. And you get these artists that have had different expressions in the past who are kind of coming to the blues, which is really, you know, the foundations of rock and roll, and they're just adding to it, you know, coming back home, kind of, you know.
The flowers growing where I lay.
All right, Jake, what are you picking this time around?
Well, I'm very excited to be able to pick a local act.
All right.
For this one. A local band calls themselves Cocordian. It's the brainchild of local musician Mitchell McCura, who I happen to know I used to play in a band with, full disclosure, but he just released this new album, and I think it's stunning.
Stunning and local?
Stunning and local.
Let's brag about it.
That's right, yeah. Well, let's take a listen to it first. The song is called Two Boards off of the album COS Home Equals Audio. I just love it. I think it's this perfect mixture of driving and kind of subdued, and the vocals have this kind of sing-songy, dreamy quality to them. This album has truly impressed me.
Yeah, the atmosphere to this song and just the use of that guitar, the way that guitar just comes in and kind of says little phrases and then kind of pulls back and kind of comes back in and does its phrase, with the drums building like very organically, and then they become almost like a digital dissolve. It's beautiful production on this.
I was hooked in the first few seconds of the song with this sort of, I don't know, was that backward looping or really original? That's a nice hook right there, just to get people to pay attention.
Think about the local stuff we've looked at over this last year or so. Yes. You know, because you've brought in some other stuff, some of the bands that we've hosted on Aircheck. This scene is really beautifully incredible, and the next wave of people are coming through and are doing very, very diverse and deep projects.
This is great. Let's celebrate it.
It'll be fun to watch kind of where Cocordian goes. I know they're on tour right now, and it'll be interesting
to see. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, that wraps up our musical roundtable for this episode. Nice picks, you guys.
Thanks, fun.
Same to you both.
This is Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC.